Begin transmission.
It's 10:02 p.m. That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock where you are right now, you'll notice that it says 19:30 UTC, which is, of course, the time that the Dubious Goals Committee starts every single day. You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your host and chairman, and I'm not super clear on what we're doing today. But I think the first thing we probably need to do is check the mail. Go out and see if we've got any mail in the mailbox. This would, of course, be snail mail. I'm leaving the studio. And we're going to walk over here. Oh, and here's Pippa sitting on the futon. Oh, yeah, she's chewing on her toes. So I'm going to put on my shoes here very carefully so I don't fall down. We'll walk out into the garage, open the garage door, and I wonder how cold it is out here today. It's all cloudy. It's sort of a dismally gray day. Well, it's not actually too cold out here. All right, cars drive by. Why are there sticks in my yard? That seems strange. Let's open the mailbox. Oh, and we've only got one thing. Looks like we've got some junk mail. Oh, yes. Some coupons to Village Inn. I had no idea Village Inn even existed anymore. Even though there's one right down the street from my house, I drive by it every day. Let's not be stupid. All right, so the junk mail goes in the recycling bin. And that's the end of the junk mail. All right, well, back into the house we go. No mail today. Now what are we going to do? I have no idea. There's a replay of the F1 race going on right now. That's always interesting. Let's see what's happening in the race. Oh, and as we flip over to this channel, the race is just over. The winners are in the victory lounge being weighed. Why they weigh the drivers after the race, I'm not super clear. But I think it's funny to have a weigh-in after the fact. They probably get weighed beforehand too, but what do I know? So, Sebastian Vettel has won. So that's good for Ferrari. Everybody's happy about that. And Valtteri Bottas, my guy, came in second place. And then Kimi Raikkonen, the other Ferrari guy, is in third place. So both Ferraris are on the podium today. And boy, is the Ferrari faction happy about that. And Lewis Hamilton managed to come in fourth place, my catch driver, after starting very last and not even starting in the race. He started in pit lane because he had the crash and they managed to get his car back together just in time, but still had to start in the pit lane. So, good job, Lewis Hamilton. I can't believe he ended up in fourth place. He even led the race for a few laps as pit stops cycled out. So that was awesome. That just is a testament to how awesome that guy really is. He's a step above just about everybody else. It's just unbelievable how that guy can drive. And there's Valtteri Bottas drinking a bottle of water. You know, they give them the complimentary water and the towels, and these guys just sit around on the couch for a while before they go out to the podium and are presented their trophies, which to me I think is funny. The post-race lounge for the top three drivers. And then they have the people whose job it is to stand around in that lounge and hand them the hats. Okay, this is your first place hat that you have to walk out there with. This is your second place hat. This is your third place hat. Oh, so that's always fun. And now they're showing the various Heineken track girls. And they have track suits on. That's unusual. With their jackets worn over their shoulders. And here comes Kimmy. In third place, he's going to stand up on the podium behind his giant magnum of champagne. And there's Valtteri Bottas. Yay! He stands behind his bottle of champagne. And look at all these Ferrari people going absolutely nuts. And now we got to listen to the German national anthem. Because Sebastian Vettel is German. And then the other two guys are Finnish. Valtteri Bottas and Kimi Raikkonen. So we've got one German and two Finns on the podium. And two Ferraris and one Mercedes. Na 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 na. I've heard the German national anthem so many times, I could probably sing it. Although I don't know the words. And that's pretty good. How many national anthems do you know? I'm sitting there trying to think. I know the German one now. And I know, oh, Canada. And I know the American one. And I know the French one. So I know about four national anthems. At one point in time, what's that other one that I vaguely know? I think it's the Spanish one. It's all instrumental and it's kind of short. It's about a minute long. And eventually I'll learn the national anthem of Finland, since I hear that one enough during these races, too. Yeah, this sounds vaguely familiar. So, it's National Anthem Day. How many national anthems do you know? Oh, boy. And what's my cat doing? Oh, she's just sitting here. She says, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch these guys spray each other with champagne, because that's what kitties like. They like to get sprayed with champagne. Is that what you want? No, kitties don't like to get sprayed with liquids. Not my kitty. I was taking a bath this morning, and I closed the door, but, you know, the door didn't latch. And so when the cat came to hassle me or do whatever she was doing, she sort of leaned up against the door and she noticed that it moved, so she pushed it open. And so she came in and was sitting on the bathtub and watching the water come out of the faucet, which is just absolutely fascinating for a cat. But she kept getting hit by drips. You know, the water splashes a little bit and drips of water jump up and splash in the kitty's face. And some kitties don't like to get kitty-faced. So then she decided she had enough of that and managed to jump up on the back of the toilet, walked across the towel bar, got onto the sink, and knocked the toilet paper off onto the floor again, because for some reason that's the most interesting thing to do if you're a cat. And then she proceeded to jump down and, oh yeah, she somehow found a Q-tip, a cotton swab, or if you're from England, a baby bud. Okay, here comes the champagne spray. Look at all of that champagne getting wasted. How much do those bottles cost? Those are magnums. Maybe even double magnums. A very expensive Chandon. And they're just spraying it into the crowd. It's just bizarre to me. I mean, if you're just going to pour it out and waste it, why not save it and auction it off? Auction the bottle off and then give it to your favorite charity. I mean, come on. Don't be a chump. Now, me, I'd prefer to drink it. But, as you may or may not know, I can't be allowed to be drinking anymore. I like champagne. I think it's pretty good. So instead of drinking champagne, I'm going to drink tea. Oh, and they got the track girls out. A couple of cuties walking around giving the hats to the guys. They put on their first place, second place, and third place hats. And here comes Brazilian guide to interview them in Portuguese. Oh no, he's dropped into English. Okay, so everything's good. I'm wondering about my tea. Is it too hot? Oh yeah, it's kind of hot, but... Oh yeah, it's sort of there. We've got to wait a few more minutes because my tongue is a little burnt now. So Ferrari has won the Grand Prix of Brazil in Sao Paulo. Hooray! Isn't that groovy? What do you think about that, Pippa? Oh, sure, I beat her this time by two. But next week, when's the last race? Is it next week or is it the week after that? I don't remember. Oh, yep, so here come out all the Italian flags because Ferrari won. And everybody's going Ferrari crazy. Ow, yeah, that tea was too hot. Now my tongue is all messed up because it's giving myself first degree burns on my tongue. That's okay. All right, well, I can't think of anything else to talk about at this point. So we might as well go to break. Let's listen to some music. Do I know what's coming up? No. Let's see what we get. We're back. My name's Tobe, and I've got a pocket full of rainbows. And a face full of kitty fluff. Because here's my kitty, sleeping on the futon. Oh, gotta tuck our nose down into our toes. So anywho, I'm now sitting here in front of a football game. We are watching the second leg of the World Cup qualifier between Italy and Sweden. They will play two games. They have already played one. This is the second. And Sweden is up 1-0 on aggregate, meaning the score of the first game was 1-0 thanks to... Wow, Johansson just got nailed. The first game, Sweden won 1-0. This game is 15 minutes into it and is tied at 0-0. Now, this game is very interesting because... Wait, got to check my tea. Oh, yeah, it's drinkable now. And it's delicious. I love tea. So anyway, this is an important game, and it's a big deal, because whoever wins this goes to the World Cup. Whoever loses this does not go to the World Cup. And Sweden is already up by one, thanks to the previous game. Now, this is interesting only because if Italy does not make it, if Italy fails to qualify for the World Cup, this will be the first time they've failed to be in the World Cup since I don't know when. I mean, in my lifetime, Italy is always in the World Cup. And they're always competitive. They always end up in, you know, the quarterfinals at least. And so this would be a big shocker if Italy does not qualify for the World Cup. I mean, I was watching a football show yesterday and people were saying the same thing. This is going to be a shocker if Italy does not fail to qualify. I mean, if they do fail to qualify. They're taking Johansson off on a stretcher right now. He took a shot to his knee. It didn't look that bad at first, but when they show the replays, oh, it made my knee hurt just watching it. That's got to be painful. And so Svensson comes on for Johansson. Svensson, I actually know who that guy is. He plays for Seattle, I think, in the United States. So that's interesting. Man, my knee still hurts just from watching that. Yeah, I can't get enough of that tea. I'm trying to decide if I want to go to the store today. I don't think that I do. Do I need to? Should I? I don't know. So yeah, other teams that have failed to qualify for the World Cup this time around. The United States of America, which I think is funny as hell. I'm not a jingoist. I don't believe that because I live in the United States of America, I automatically have to be a fan of their terrible, terrible football team. And yes, I know everybody thinks that the United States men's national football team is just the best team ever. But they're not. Clearly, they did not qualify for the World Cup. So, that just means they're no good. Is it true that I'm a soccer snob? Yeah, it might be. That might be a fact. Now, what does Italy have going for them? Well... at least it's a home game for them today. This is being played where? Somewhere in Italy, but I don't actually know where. Oh, it's in Milan. From, what's the name of the stadium there? I don't remember. So, yeah. Sweden versus Italy. This is going to hold my attention all day. And number 15, Barzagli, he just got a yellow card for Italy. Doh. Barzagli. Oh, yeah, he just totally chopped that guy's legs out from under him way too late. That was pretty cynical. And there's Gigi Buffon in the goal. Yes, he's going to be in the World Cup one more time. Gigi Buffon, he's been the goalkeeper forever. I've been watching him for at least 20 years. And he's still playing. Although I think he said, he said something like he was going to play this year and he wasn't sure if he's going to play next year or not. Professionally, I mean, in club competition. Obviously, he'll be playing next year in the World Cup. So this will be what, like Gigi Buffon's fourth or fifth World Cup? I don't even know. I should probably look that up. I don't know. But yeah, it'll be bizarre if Italy does not go through to the cup. And look at this fluffy baby right here. Oh, it's got to get all stretchy. Oh, gonna rub a kitty tummy. Oh, okay, you go back to sleep, squinty baby. Oh, so squinty. Oh, my eyes are so closed. Yeah, somebody's trying to take a nap while I'm recording my show, while we watch the football game. But kitties aren't watching the football. She's got her eyes open a little bit. Just so squinty. Are you watching the game secretly? Yes, I see you. Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. I do enjoy cats. I like cats. I like football, and I like tea. I think the greatest thing that could ever happen for me personally is if cats played football and then, you know, like, took tea breaks. So, you know, the game stops and cups of tea are passed around and everybody has tea. Tea break during the game. That would be fun. Kitty football tea parties. I'm going to drink some tea right now. Oh, yeah. You know, now I kind of want to go outside. Just because when we went out to check the mail, it wasn't all that cold. Tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 50s again. I don't know if it's going to be sunny or what. Let's check the temperature. We're going to flip over to the Weather Channel right now. And they are telling me it's 43 degrees. Gee, it didn't seem like it was that cold. It seemed like it was a little bit warmer than that. But who knows? Back to the game. Still 0-0. Just starting the 27th minute. What is Italy going to do? Oh, this is going to be a weird one. But at least we get to see Gigi Buffon. Italy here is on the attack. They got two guys. Yeah, no, didn't have enough forward guys. And the Swedish defense manages to fend them off for the moment. And then Italy's trying to get a new through ball up to the forward guys. They manage to do it, but the offside trap is managing to keep them from getting anywhere into the box. Oh, now they managed to get it into the box, but one of these passes goes a little wild. Uh-oh, there goes one. Oh, boy, ball just crossed in front of the box. And nothing happened. And then the Italian guy puts the ball over the bar, and he's complaining to the assistant referee. I think he wanted a handball. I don't know what he's complaining about, though. I didn't see anything. So at least Italy is putting some pressure on the Swedes at this time. Is it going to be enough? Is Italy going to qualify? And Benucci's down. Benucci is wearing a face mask. Because he's got, I don't remember what happened to him. He took a foot to the face, and I think fractured his what do you call that cheekbone? I forget what it's actually called. So he's got to wear the protective face mask. You see that a lot in football, because guys are getting kicked in the face way too much. It happens. Yeah, you know, a lot of Americans think that, you know, all the injuries are fake in soccer because everybody's always diving so much. Well, that's because, you know, you see a game with Neymar in it. Neymar, the famous Brazilian gold medal diving champion. He's always flopping on the ground. That guy flops more than my cat, and I've got a very floppy cat. You're a floppy kitty, huh? Yeah, you're so floppy. And then people think, oh, nobody actually gets hurt. Well, that's not true. They do get hurt. They do get kicked in the face, and then they have to wear the magic face mask to hold their face together while they play a game. And I saw something funny the other day. No, last night I was watching highlights, and there was some... Oh, yeah, there was the dogs on the pitch. Yeah, a dog got on the field, and that was really funny. That's always funny. Oh, that's interesting. Forsberg, one of the Swedes, thought he was got a foul committed against him, and he ran up to the ref. Did he touch the ref? He ran up to the ref and complained, and he got a yellow card himself for dissension. See, that they want to call that a handball, but that's not a handball. He's way too close. Boom, you can't talk back to the ref. You will get a yellow card. I saw a guy wipe his shoes off on a referee's socks, and the referee yellow carded him. That was funny, too. Yeah, see, during a game that I was watching the highlights of, a free kick was awarded, and the referee, you know, sprayed the magic spray on the ground to mark where the ball needed to be. He accidentally got some on a player's foot. The player then wiped his foot off on the referee's sock, and the referee did not like that at all, and gave him a yellow card. Tarjeta amarilla in Espanol. Yo no hablo Espanol. That's why the Dubious Goals Committee is in English every day at 19:30 UTC. So, I'll tune in tomorrow to see what I get up to. I'm going to watch the rest of this game and drink some tea, so I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is DJ Kuma. Welcome to